Girls Like Nerds. She's even got a theme song now. It's
I gotta
so
get you to
cool.
sing this. Hello. I just come to. With an idea. Okay.
Girls Like Nerds. Girls Like Nerds. Done. Steal that audio clip.
Clip it, baby. Let's
I'll
go.
I'll go back and I'll add harmonies. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. I am not in my regular chair today. I'm in the front of the canoe and the back of the canoe. It's scary. I am driving the canoe today all by myself because, unfortunately, Cosmo is not feeling well. So be sure to leave him a little love in the comment section down below today. But we still have an amazing guest who's been dying to come back because she also has her very own podcast. I don't know if you know, but Girls Like Nerds is a really incredible podcast, and the incredible host is Phoenix.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hi, Dare. Thank you for having me.
Hi. Thank you for being here.
Of course, honey. She said, I've been dying. We've been talking about this for a while now, so it's overdue for a reunion.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
I felt like we needed the comeback episode where we open up the door and the audience cheers as soon as you show up.
Oh, I love that. Oh, please, because it's be my life every day. Like, I'll take some clapping every time I open the door.
Yes. It's like the, what is it, like multicam comedies where the guest star comes in and everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah, yay.
You're like, it's me. I'm here. I really do try to bring back certain guests that like one want to be here, but also like guests that like have new Delulus to talk about or like just different things. And it's really hard to get people that have podcasts to come back because they got their own schedule going. Yeah, yeah. So I'm very appreciative that you had time in your busy schedule.
Of course. It's funny because I, when we talk about like Delulu kind of conversations, I feel like with my podcast, and Dare and I kind of touched base on this earlier a minute ago about how like we've actually been doing this for a long time. So
we've been here.
Yeah, we've been in the streets for a minute now in the cut.
And in the streets. It's really hardcore, man.
Yeah, it's wild out there. It's the Wild West. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And like I love like my podcast Girls Like Nerds. I love it. I think it looks great. I think it sounds great. I love the conversations. I love listening to it. Like when I'm in the car, if I have long drives and a road trip or something, I'm listening to my own podcast. It's so funny.
Yeah.
I used to hate the sound of my voice back on camera. I don't know if you ever noticed like how your voice sounds different coming from your bones to your own ear versus to other people. So I used to be like, who's that? That's not me. But now I've gotten so used to it and I love it so much. But it's been happening for a few years now. And it takes as long as it takes to pop off. Like consistency is the only thing that's going to make anything work in your favor. So if I stop doing it, then it definitely won't work, right? So if I keep doing it, then it definitely will work. But it's I have no idea when that's going to happen. And I'm so impatient. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of my Delulu, right? Like if I start working out again, I'm like 2 days later, I'm like, why don't I have abs? Like, like I've been working out for like 2 hours. This is insane. Like I haven't had one drink in 48 hours. This doesn't count, but still, like, where are my damn apps? That's how I feel about like the podcast. I'm like, okay, I've been doing this for 2 years. Where's my deals? Where are the brand deals? Where's my show? Like, hello, hello.
Yeah.
But as long as it's something you love, it doesn't really matter, right? Because you're doing something that you genuinely enjoy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is great to do it with a friend because it's like, oh, great. We just support each other. Mm-hmm. And she's been on my podcast a few times too. And we've had such a blast. We were giggling a lot at that my last episode that I had.
I know, right? Oh my gosh. I spilled all over you. I spilled champagne. And then sure enough, you come today and you're like, hey, do you want some
champagne? She's not sitting next to me though, so I feel safe.
Can't spill on you this time.
Exactly.
But you're not wrong. It takes so long, especially for like long form content to really pop off. And now with TikTok and Instagram, like really buckling down into the short form, it tricks our brain to be like, oh, I'm really bad at this. Mm-hmm. This is not going well. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know about you, but it took so long to even hit 2,000 subscribers on my podcast. And I don't know why, or like if people just don't like podcasts anymore, or if it's just the game. And truly, there's never going to be an actual answer,
right.
But it's just been like really rewarding, but also testing your patience.
Truly, it is a true test of patience, I feel like. And kind of exactly to your point we just said, I feel like when you do something, especially something you enjoy, but you're doing it for so long and you're not getting the reward that you're expecting with all the hard work, all the time, all the money, all the effort, and all the glam, all the, like, all the makeup, all the things, all the planning, and it's not going where you wanted it to go in a time frame you thought it would get there, then you're just like, is it me? Like, am I the problem?
Yeah.
I'm not the problem. I refuse to believe that I'm the problem. I don't have the problem. I'm a treat. I'm great.
Yeah.
But it is the consistency that just gets so like, it throws you off. Like you feel like when you're not getting that win, then you're just like, oh, it's like so defeated. You know, it's like a loss to your morale essentially almost. So
yeah.
But I love watching it and I like listening to it. And I like watching
it. Hey, as long as you're number one fan, exactly. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
But I also feel like you had just mentioned, like it's the consistency paying off, like treating YouTube, because YouTube is definitely like a consistency game.
Oh yeah.
Where it's like once a week they tell you to upload and contribute something to your channel, whether it's just like a photo in the feed or whatever. But I feel like YouTube, the weirdest thing is that people can sense in authenticity.
I agree.
So when I first started the podcast, I was doing like 4 guests a month. And I love interviewing people and I love chatting with
them. You're really good at it too. Yeah.
Thanks. I like people. I really do. Like I'm weirdly, like I get energized by people.
Yeah.
When I sit alone at home, I'm like, why? Everybody hurts. Like that is literally me. But it's such a weird thing that like when you lean into like the authenticity of like what you're actually enjoying with the show or like whatever you're putting out on social media, people flock to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a long time to figure out, and I'm curious for your podcast as well. It took me a long time to figure out like what was going to be the algorithm of the show, because I picked such a generalized name like Delulu Canoe, like, whoa, what's the show about? Right, that doesn't tell me anything about the show.
Right.
And so I eventually kind of went, okay, getting 4 guests a month is hard.
Wild. Yeah.
It's so difficult to get people to show up.
It's impossible. Yeah.
I think we've only had to reschedule, I think 3 people total. And then we've only had 1 person that completely canceled, but countless people that refuse to promote their episodes. Not sure what's up with that, but
yeah. I have noticed that. Oh, that is weird.
I got a list. That.
Wow. Wild.
I'm probably going to drop it on Patreon at some point just to be like, just let you all know, these are people that refuse to promote their episode after constant, not negging, but like polite reminders of like, hey, I know you're busy, but I noticed you haven't promoted your episode and all you have to do is hit accept on Instagram.
Like it's the easiest. And I think I've gotten so like used to people not caring about promoting their own episodes.
Really?
That I'm just like, I don't even really think too much about it anymore, or I won't get offended, right? Like when I asked you, I was like, hey, do you want to collab? Totally fine if you don't. But that's the difference of mindset, so different. And I feel like it's almost like recipe for success right there, right? Mm-hmm. When you know someone is on the same page as you are, or on the same path, or working very hard, and you want something to succeed that you're working on. So of course you're going to promote it. Of course you're going to share across all your platforms as much as possible. Like, duh, right?
Well, and it makes no sense. Like, why did you carve out 2 hours of your time to come sit here and then not promote the thing that you carved time out for?
It's like, in the ether in their mind, it's just like, nah, there it goes by forever. Like, hold on. Especially when something's so cool. Like, it looks so great. It sounds so great. I'm like, hell yeah. Let me share this with everybody.
Right. And like, it gives like connection with the audience. And like, I've had countless YouTube managers, because like, I'm always looking for someone to give me a little peppering of advice as I go throughout my journey. Because I've been on YouTube since 2012. But I don't get it at all. Like none of my channels have hit a million. Mm-hmm. None of my channels have like constantly gone viral. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just because I'm bad at long form content and I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But I'm constantly checking in with other YouTube managers to like have a meeting, see if maybe they're a good fit. They never are a good fit. But one person that stood out to me was like, actually, even though your podcast isn't popping off and going viral every week, it is such a good networking tool because people love to talk about themselves. So the more that you keep bringing people in, he's like, it's only going to help your acting, your singing, your cosplay, your other things, because you're creating a connection with somebody where they're getting to talk about themselves and talk about how great they are and like their fun accolades and their Delulus, so that it kind of gets them to want to bring you into their spaces more.
I love that, yeah.
And I was like, homie, I'm throwing out a lot of money each month for this. Like, do you think I should quit?
Which both, right?
We've all had that thought where we're like, is it time to be done? And he was like, actually, you should keep doing it, like for networking purposes. And I was so glad I took that meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it really paid off.
Yeah,
so
that's good advice. Yeah.
I'm gonna pass the same advice to you.
Thank you for saying that. You know? Yeah, I appreciate that.
Even though we put a lot into it.
A lot.
And hopefully the networking grind will come full circle.
I know it will. I think I'm like, I used to have this like, and I think this is part of just even like my own journey, going to my own therapy and like reflecting on myself. I feel like I'm like my biggest critic, and I put myself down so much because I expect so much from myself because I work so hard.
Yep.
And then if I don't see the results in where I think I should have seen the results, then I'm putting myself down even more, right? So I don't want to be my biggest critic anymore. I'm trying to overcompensate and be like my biggest supporter. Mm-hmm. So girls, I got ready. I looked in the mirror. I was like, damn.
Yes.
I was like, damn, you are so freaking pretty. You go out there and you have enjoy your day.
Yeah.
I was like, shit like that just helps. It's like a spell. Like you're putting spells out there into the universe, and it's going to come back to you as long as you're also working towards those goals and putting everything into it as well. So doing stuff like this, I'm like, damn, I love doing this and supporting my friend, but we just get to gab, we get to talk.
Right. Yeah. It's such like a fun avenue. Like I never leave here being like, oh my God, that was so much work. I usually leave being like, man, we should go get a drink. We should go hang out more. Like, why don't we do this more?
I love that, right? I feel like the podcast for me too, like I'm such a homebody. I do so many things by myself. Like ever since I got single, I think I've like, again, when I say overcompensating in Phoenix's life, I have to overcompensate. Otherwise I get in this like dull, like lull of like, what am I doing with my life? Now I'm like, nope, we're gonna work out for 5 hours. I'm gonna take 4 dance classes today. I'm gonna go back at night and take more classes. I'm gonna go walk around. I'm gonna go to the movies by myself. I'm gonna check out this new bar that just opened. I'm gonna go to this new coffee shop that just opened. So I'm like trying to have this almost romanticizing of my life space, but I do so much of that alone. So the podcast helps me force like me to talk to people and like makes me have actual face-to-face conversations with people that I probably wouldn't have on a normal day.
Because so it's
a good balance.
Tough when you're going out and like you said, going to a coffee shop or a bar to like talk to people, because I think especially for us, I feel like we get construed as like, oh, you're flirting with that person.
Oh, yes.
And it happens so often. Like I even had someone today where we were chatting about like, oh, this person asked me to go grab lunch. And I went because they said we were going to talk about music and all this stuff. And then the person I was telling instantly flipped it and was like, yeah, that's like you being you and them being them. And I was like, what does that mean? And they basically kind of like called me out on being like a little bit of a flirt. And I was like, no, I just like people.
Yeah.
So, and I try not to take it personally because not everybody gets that some of us just actually like interacting with people. But also it makes me aware that I'm like, okay, yeah, maybe I should really be more careful about that, I guess, and really set the
tone
more.
Doesn't that suck though? Like, doesn't that just suck?
It really does.
Like, I want to be friendly. I am very friendly. I feel like I can be approachable in the right setting. Do most people approach me? No, probably almost nobody really approached me. No, but when they do, they're like, oh, she's actually really nice. And I'm super nerdy. And like, there's so many conversations that we can have about anything. But I think it's also tough as a girl and as like a pretty girl that lives here. It's hard to just like be nice to people without them thinking X, Y, and Z is an option, right? So it's like, no, I'm sitting here at a bar by myself. Sure, you can sit next to me. We can talk about anything. Unless you're Austin Butler, like don't ask me out on a date.
Is Austin like, Butler the new?
He's the one. I don't know why. I don't know where this is coming from.
It's such really?
A vibe now. Yes, I'm manifesting this.
Oh, okay. Even though he probably still talks like Elvis.
I love that. Let's go. It's like a cosplay character. Okay, sure. I was like, I'm down with that. The same character, maybe. Okay. But then it's like, but if they ask me out, it's hard to be like, I'm down for lunch. I'm down for a coffee. Sure, we live in the area. I can be friendly and be cool, but I don't want that to go further. That's a fine line between someone thinking that you're flirting with them and just being a human being because you're just trying to be nice to somebody. Like, and I don't want to be mean. So if I'm mean, then it's like, oh, well, now she's just a bitch. Like, whatever.
Exactly. Blah, blah. And that's what I try to explain to people all the time is it's like, I'm also, I don't want to say I'm like naive, but kind of in that sense where it's like, if someone's asking me like to lunch or to coffee to talk about a work thing, they're putting in motion that it is a work thing. So then I usually don't feel the need to go like, well, I am in this situation right now, or like, this isn't a date. You know, it feels like it's unnecessary, but I'm kind of learning that it might have to be.
I know.
Cause like people construe us being nice as us wanting to date them.
Honestly, truly. Yeah. Like I'd say almost 100% of the time.
And maybe people in the comment section, like if you're sitting here typing like, you girls think you're prettier than you actually are, maybe enlighten us a little bit. Like what, how can we say it nicely then without breaking your soul and your spirits if we don't consider it a date?
I'd love to know. I've tried every avenue. I've lied and been like, oh, I'm in a relationship. I've been like, well, or the truth, I'm just out of a relationship. I'm not in a place for that.
Yep.
But then they'll flip and be like, oh, well, we can go as friends. And then cool, we go as friends. And then it's like, no, this is clearly a date.
And then they're texting you every day.
Like, oh, every day.
Every day.
Oh, let's go here. Oh, we can go this. We can do that. I'm like, I don't like you like that. Mm-hmm. Then how can I say that without coming off mean and hurting your feelings? Like, I don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
It's a fine line, girl. And then I just end up like not talking to anybody.
No.
And then I'm just alone. Like, okay.
Great.
I'm
like, well, I could do this
by myself. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, what do we got to do? Y'all got to help us out.
Please.
Like, let us know.
I'm struggling, struggle street. I don't know what to do, man.
Because I think it's really mature for us to recognize that, like, we're not in a place to date. And I feel like that gets not as much respect as it should because we're blatantly saying that, like, this is not the time.
Yeah.
I'm very politely being like, exactly. It's not a you, it's not a me. Well, it is a me. I got to get me under control. Me. Yeah. But it's like, I just need to like focus on myself, get myself going. But I think some people see that as a challenge. I try to crack you.
I think most people see it, especially as men. I think it's like, oh, okay, well, I can change her. It's like a girl seeing a bad boy. Like, oh, I can fix him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He won't be bad for me. It's like, oh no, she doesn't want to date. She just wants to be friends. Let me show her how great I am that she's going to want to date me. But it's like none of that. How someone treats you isn't how they feel about you. It's how they feel about themselves, right? So if I am treating you a certain way, it's because I feel this way about me and how I am in this setting with you, not how you are as a person, right? So, but it's hard for people to realize that. I've noticed, honestly, just like doing things by myself, talking to guys in a normal, friendly way has not worked out in my favor.
Man.
Once.
Yeah. It do be rough.
It do be rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I wish I was gay.
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, I wish.
I had so many girls give me so many compliments. I'm like, oh, thank you. I'm not gay though, so this is not going to help me.
You're like,
thank you so much.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. You're like, what a bummer.
I know. Darn.
You're really pretty though.
No, you're really pretty too.
Right, right? Back at you, yeah. But like,
do you notice that? Like, when someone gives you a compliment, and I'm kind of a people pleaser in that way, where I feel like I have to give a compliment back.
Oh, do
I
you?
I always try, girl. Even like at conventions or something, right? When someone gives you a compliment on your cosplay, then I'm like, Ooh. Oh, you too. Something that whatever
your shoes. Yeah. I feel like at conventions, yes, because I'm usually not the first person to initiate compliments. Because a lot of times I'll see someone, they'll be like, oh my gosh, I love your hair. And they totally don't see me. And it's very embarrassing. They just walk by and I'm like, okay, bye.
Okay,
like,
bye.
Never mind. And with them, if I'm like with a group of friends, I get very like, afterwards. So I've learned to kind of like do the eye contact thing and then hopefully go for it. And hopefully that works. But a lot of times I try to say something nice and I totally miss.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't feel like always I have to compliment a person back. Like if it's not in the cosplay community or setting, it doesn't feel as like, oh, you say something, now I say something. It's usually like only there that I'll do it. Wait, I think I'm saying this backwards. It's usually only at cosplay conventions that I will.
Yeah.
And then in normal human life, unless I genuinely feel it, I won't say anything. Because I think sometimes people can sense inauthenticity.
Oh, I fully agree. Yeah.
When you're like, oh my God, what?
I love your
great face.
Shoelaces.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really cool nail polish. I don't know. Like,
your shoelaces are so cool. Like, I think people can tell when it's a little like, okay.
I think you're right. I think that's, and then again, that's probably a different Delulu for me that I'm like, it's automatic that I'm like, I should say something nice back. When I get dropped off at the airport, he's like, have a good flight. I'm like, you too. I'm like, what is this?
You going to fly the car?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. It's like Harry Potter. Okay.
I am like the best Uber passenger though. Like I literally put my headset on. I don't talk to them. And I'm always very polite when they like pull my luggage out of the back and put it on the curb for me. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. Like they all love me. My Uber rating is like 10.
Yeah. 10 stars maybe.
Because I don't initiate. I don't really talk to them. They don't talk to me. And then like the send off, I'm just like the most gentle human ever. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know what's with that.
I love that though. I feel like I'm the same way. I don't necessarily like need a quiet car. Like I like some sort of music on. I don't really care what music you put on. And I'm super easy. I'm super chill. in my own space. I get motion sickness, so I'm not even on my phone. Girl, I'm just looking outside. I'm like, oh, the trees, like, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And they drop me off. I was like, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I was like, wow, I'm really nice.
You're like, I'm such a nice person. Or like the guy that weighs my bag. I'm so nice to him.
Yeah.
Every time.
I really am. The agents, I'm so, mm-hmm. so nice to them. Yeah.
I don't know how we got here, but do you do curbside check where like you?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
If I have cash, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do that a lot. Yeah. And I try to do it because my bags usually are overweight.
And if you're really nice to them.
Yeah, they won't look. They won't notice. There was one time. Yes. Yeah. Yes. There was one time where I knew it was overweight. Like I walked up to him and I was like, this guy's going to get me. And I had like a very emotional morning. So I was already kind of crying. Mascara was running. Yeah. And he was the nicest human. I like tweeted at him, didn't get his name, but I tweeted into the universe being like, this man deserves a raise, Delta.
Aww.
Whoever the curbside guy was, because he was like, it looks like you're having a rough day. And I'm like,
how can you tell?
And he just like weighed my bag. He's like, it's 2 pounds over, but like, I'll just let it go. And I was like, thank you. And then but he did do the like the patronizing, like as long as you smile for me. But honestly, I was having such a bad day. I was like, I don't even care.
You're like, cheese.
Yeah. I was like, I don't really care. But yeah, have you ever traveled anywhere by yourself? Or
you know, I like for modeling, I actually used to travel alone all the time.
Same.
Yeah. And it, even like with a lot of your acting stuff too, you probably travel alone also, right?
Not as much. I like there's been like a couple trips where I'll get picked up for a movie in a different state, but it's like pretty rare because they don't want to pay to fly us out.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
And I'm like, but I'm not going to Massachusetts in my free time.
My free time. What am I doing in Massachusetts? You know, I'm not a local. Exactly.
Right.
And it's local. That's crazy.
But sometimes they like the LA actor in things because it like makes them feel like we flew out an LA actor. So
see,
sometimes.
I like that. Yeah. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little bougie. But yeah, I haven't. I did a couple like traveling trips like on my own. But I was just curious if you've ever had to do that. Because it's kind of daunting.
Honestly, I probably travel alone, especially like in my relationship, we would travel together all the time. But like mm-hmm. before and after, I rarely travel with anybody. It's really just by myself all the time. I'm such an easy like traveler. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a really easy person to travel with. Because I get myself there. I'll see you at the bar. Like I'm already checked in. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I know what I'm doing. I go through TSA super easy. I make sure there's the people, some of these people in these TSA lines, that's their own delulu of not realizing like there's other people at the airport. Mm-hmm. So take your computer out, wear easy shoes that are easy to put on and off. Don't have your jacket in your hand instead of having to take it off there. Like take your computer out, make sure there's no liquids. The easiest, I'm in and out of that TSA lane. Like there's no tomorrow. It's
same.
A breeze.
Yeah. I have a process. Yes, like same. I have a whole thing where I even used to tell like my friend that traveled with me. I was like, listen, you put your shoes on the conveyor belt first because as soon as you get out, you want to put your shoes on.
Yep.
Like don't waste any time on that. Shoes first. Don't fight me on it. I was like, then you grab like if you've got like a fanny pack or like a purse or like if you've got like a bag with like your laptop, it's like that goes next because then you grab that and then put your laptop into your bigger bag. So it's like 1, 2, 3.
Pro.
Yeah. Like pro. I had it all choreographed and people don't listen to me with that. They're like, whatever. And then I'm sitting there ready to go watching them fumble their stuff. And I'm like,
fumble. Yeah. You need to make a reel out of that because that's gold.
Is it? Or is it just stupid?
Like,
is
this so relatable? It's so clever.
I think my airport anxiety is showing because like I am not afraid of planes, not afraid of like them being in the air, none of that, but I'm scared of TSA and security.
I'm always scared of TSA and security for my own personal reasons, but it's petrifying.
Criminal or something?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
See, I'm not one, but I'm still scared.
It's petrifying. It's like when the cop drives next to you, like, I know I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yep.
But I'm still very afraid that you might look at me or something.
Yeah.
It just freaks me out. Like, no. I mean, the easiest, that's why I like traveling alone because it's it's super easy. And then I go to the bar, girl. Like, last time I went to the bar, we went to Orlando for my birthday, but my girlfriends were all coming from different places. So I was there first.
Yeah.
And I was just like sitting at the bar at the airport. And then, and I was like, cool, I have just enough time for 2 drinks. So I got a glass of champagne. And then I'm like halfway through the champagne. And I was like, oh, can I get a shot of tequila? And then I'll close out. Yeah. Yeah. Same. The guy, the two guys next to me were like, it was like 7:30 in the morning. they're like, wow, are you like afraid to fly or something? I was like, no, I'm just an alcoholic. I'm like, I'm not driving. Give me two. It's
okay. You're like, I don't even want to think. Exactly.
I'm just going to fall right to sleep as soon as I get on this plane. So you don't need to worry about me. That's why I like traveling alone, because it's like so easy. When you travel with someone, there's so many little like bits and things that happen that it's so hard. It's like living with someone.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Traveling with somebody is a very big thing. You have to be in sync. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I travel with Chrissy, because she like really helps me not pay attention to like what's going on around me.
Yeah.
She basically is like, all right, we're going here. Now we're doing this thing. And now we're doing, like, she's very good to travel with.
Okay. See, I love that. Yeah.
But she does typically, which I don't know anybody that likes the middle seat. Like, let's be real. Nobody likes the middle.
I don't want people touching me.
Ugh. I am an avid window because I like to sleep on the plane. But if I'm traveling by myself, I'll do the aisle. So they constantly are waking me up so I'm not missing if there's food or snacks or the drink cart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What we can't miss the drink cart.
No, we can't.
There's something in my blood where I'm like, even if I'm asleep on the plane and I'm a window seat person, I'll be like, la, la, la. I'll have my headphones and everything, but something, I don't know what it is. It's like, that's the drink cart.
You hear them clanking? Yes. Coming down the aisle and you're like, I must get a
anything
tequila.
Anything for the Charlie D's? I'm like, yes, please, I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take a double, thanks.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it just like, you kind of need that like mid-plane beverage just to be like, I can keep being tolerable.
It is.
This will help me.
There's something about at drinking at the airport on the plane, it makes no difference what time it is.
Yep.
It's always acceptable every single time.
Yeah. Yeah. And no one judges you. Like there was one time where I flew Southwest back in the day and when the bags used to be free and now they're not. And they used to do that weird thing where you would like fight for a seat and you'd have to pay for like the A26 or whatever.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I think technically like at one point you could get a free little mini beverage. And every time I'd be like, I want, what would I usually order? Like a Moscow Mule or like a rum and Coke. So I would order that. Rum and then Coke. Everybody in the row, I know, right? I'm such an old man with my
beverages. I was like, I don't think I've heard somebody order rum and Coke in a long time.
Really? Wow. Coconut rum is where it's at. I learned that while I was in Orlando.
Really?
Okay. Coconut rum. You feel like you're on vacation? But anyway, so I would order a drink and then the two people next to me would be like, that girl's drinking, and then they would order drinks too. And we all would be like, cheers. Yes. Like, I make good friends on the plane too
that.
Sometimes.
I love that.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
So you'd be a great person to sit next to on the plane. I feel like I always get the weird ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I never get like, it's never like in the movies where like a really hot guy sits next to you on the plane and then you just drink and talk for 8 hours.
Hit it
like,
off.
That's happened zero times. No.
I think I've been hit on one time by a guy that was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I was like, cool, have fun. There was one time, and that was many years ago. No. So I think he was confused with my age, and I'm okay with that. But
that's happened. But that's like a weird fantasy dream.
Yeah,
of like, oh, one day I'll be on a plane and be this cute guy and just talk about nerdy things for a few hours, but then that's it. And then that's the end of the story. But it was so romantic and cute.
Yeah. What is that, like a missed connection almost, except for you had the connection?
Yeah. That's your next short film right there.
You know, I've been looking for another short film to write because we've been like cleaning house and I want to like put more of my friends in the next one. Mm-hmm. But I haven't really been inspired yet to write. Like it hasn't hit me. I've been wanting to do a horror film at some point, but
I'm obsessed with horror movies. So.
Really?
Yes. You don't know I'm obsessed with horror movies?
No.
I literally watch them. This is going to be really weird, but maybe it's not that weird. In the mornings, like first thing in the morning, I'm a morning person. So I'll wake up at like 7:30, 8 sometimes. Mm. I have nowhere to go and nothing to do and no responsibilities, but I will get up early and I'll watch a scary movie first thing in the morning because it's like my coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So I'll watch like some crazy horror film. Like I just watched Dracula. It wasn't really a horror movie, but I watched Dracula like yesterday morning, the new one.
Okay. How was that?
It was actually pretty good. It was very romantic. Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, can this happen to me? Like, what? Where is Count Dracula?
Where he at? This is all starting to make so much more sense why like you and Ash really vibe very well.
Yeah.
Not that like I was sitting here like, why are they friends? But like, it's all coming together. Yeah. How did I not know you were into horror?
I feel like we talked about it, but I guess not.
Yeah.
I'm like a huge horror. I love horror shows. I love horror movies. I love the conventions, all the horror conventions. Like I'm obsessed. Like you've never gone to like Monsterpalooza, have you?
I haven't, but I used to do like a lot of them in Orlando because like when I worked for Medieval Times, we would go to the different horror conventions. Mm. So like I did Spooky Empire like a million times. And that was kind of like a big one for them.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so I've been to a couple of them, just not out here.
Yeah. Well, girl, if you're in town, you should come.
Yeah.
This one, yes. It's coming up.
Oh, when? When is it?
It's at the end of May.
Okay.
It's like the last weekend of May.
Where will I be in May?
I don't know. You could be.
You know, I could know what planet I'm going to be on. You're like, get your ticket now, girl.
Well, girl, pick me up. We'll live on another planet. Take me with you. Wait a second.
Yeah.
I'm all alone. I'm a great travel buddy.
Yeah. Well, it's not far from here, is it?
No, it's in Pasadena.
Oh, okay. So it's not in like another state.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was like, travel buddy. Are we going to another state?
Oh, yeah. Well, gosh, no.
You know, I have had this idea that I want to throw my own convention, and I thought about putting it in the middle of the United States, like for no reason, and then having everybody travel to it just to be annoyed with the travel.
What would the convention be?
This is a little early to announce it, but I want to do DareCon.
Wait, I love that.
Stupid. Well, I want to do it for my birthday because I think it'd be stupid to throw a convention.
That's smart for your birthday, actually.
Right? Like make everybody get badges. Yeah. Like have all the baddies have booths.
I love
And then do burlesque performances. And then like people can submit their short films. Like literally all the random weird stuff that I do.
Yes.
Into like one day of like, now we're going to watch people's YouTube channels that came.
Wait, just
stupid. Like, I don't know. It just,
cosplay contest.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. Yes. Chrissy was like, can I run it? I was like, wait, we don't even have a thing yet.
Performance? But, oh my God. Wait, this sounds great.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, but please do this.
I don't know. I think we need like a year to plan because I want to go like scout locations and do all that stuff. So like potentially we might do a mini version this year and then next year do like a full DareCon.
Brilliant. Oh my God, you heard it here first. What?
Yeah, right.
How cool.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something exciting to do for my birthday and I have no ideas.
Because your birthday, did you do the Ren Fair? Was that last year?
Like two years in a row. Yeah. Okay. Like I did like a Pokemon one, did like a Ren Fair themed.
That was fun. The Ren Fair theme was fun.
I know. Like they're so fun, but it's like, you know, I don't know. It's just like different as you get older.
I know. Just like, planning and the ideas and who's going to come. It's a whole thing.
And I think like, about this space and I'm like, it's just not as big as the last one. So it's like, I don't know that I want a bunch of dirty people in here doing dirty things. So it's, you know.
Dirty people, dirty things.
You know? Yeah. Like I got to like keep it clean.
That's later.
But like, what do you usually do for your, like, I know we went and your friend had a photo shoot studio this year and we went to that for your birthday.
Yes.
And then you had the Playboy party the year before.
Like, well, yeah.
You have iconic parties too.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. Because I love, you know, I'm a sucker for a theme.
Yeah.
Hence all the cosplay things. I feel like I love to get really interactive with my birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in my past, I was in a relationship. So I wasn't paying for it. So it was a lot easier to like, plan it. Yeah. So now I'm like, cool, I'm paying for it this year. I'm like, what can we do? That's so fun. I'm not crazy. Mm-hmm. So the photo studio was great. My friend owns a photo studio nearby and he just like let me use the space for the party. So, but then I had to plan everything. I've never planned this much of something in my life.
It's a lot.
I get a lot of anxiety planning. I actually hate planning.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like, I love the ideas, but I want someone else to do it.
Yeah.
And like come to me later and be like, how about this? Mm-hmm. And we collab and then you finish it for me. Like to do everything start to finish was a lot.
But don't you plan your podcast?
Yeah, but I don't like to do it.
Yeah. Right.
But even like my cosplay off, it's like all that's planned. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I want somebody else to do this for me. I'm just a girl.
the girl. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
Feel that.
So
it's nice
was a
to
lot,
have someone
yeah.
help.
But it was cool. And it turned out great. And I think we all had a great time. We had karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
Dare came through. She sang some songs. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The karaoke was such a good idea. It was so interactive.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to have one thing, I think, at a party that really forces people to come together.
Yep.
And like talk to each other and be really interactive, not like be on their phones, but like actually be present with each other.
Yeah.
And that was, I think that was such a really good idea.
Such a win. And you had so many really great singers there. I was like what?
Even my friend, he was like, are your friends like singers? Like, what is happening? I was like, well, kind of, I guess.
They're like, actually,
They're very talented. They're pretty and they're talented. Yes, exactly.
You're like, and they're single. You can call them
exactly. And they're
single.
So, yes.
Oh, gosh, hit them up.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. I think I really want to do, for my 40th birthday, I really want to do like a Halloween party.
Yes.
Because it's like February. Ooh. It's like just enough past Halloween that you're like not thinking about it.
Yeah.
I want to do a Halloween party for years now. It just like never really worked out. So I'm like, okay, by the time I turn 40, I feel like this could be my like big.
Yeah.
Like big crazy party.
I weirdly always get sick in February. So I don't know what's up with that. So maybe I'll plan to like not get sick for your birthday.
It's like a season's changing or something maybe.
I think like something happens in January where I just either am doing too much or I'm really trying to like hit the year running.
Oh, okay.
And so I kind of like, I get very like, new year, like, let's go. And then I like get sick because I stress myself out. So I've learned to like not do that.
You get a little overwhelmed. Your body gets tired. Yeah.
Yeah. I just have to remind myself that I'm like, girl, you have a whole year. Like, you got time.
You start off so strong.
Calm down.
In the beginning, and then you get burnt out like halfway through. Then I'm like, come summertime, and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to do this all over again. We got this.
Yeah. It's
a lot. Yeah.
It is a lot. So it's like, I'm going to try really hard to not get sick for your okay. really cool Halloween birthday.
Two birthdays from now.
I can arrange that.
We've got some time. Yeah.
I will try my
best. And then by then, DareCon will be.
DareCon will be bumping. A thing. Yeah. Okay. Imagine it's like a reoccurring convention that's just DareCon.
It should be. Yes, it should be. Yes. I'm like, where's the Lord of the Rings con? Where's the Harry Potter con? Like,
yeah.
There's so many lores that people are obsessed with that aren't their own convention.
I know there's a lot of fantasy balls. I've been seeing a ton of those popping up.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And they're okay.
I've never done the fantasy balls.
You haven't done like LOJ out Mm-mm. here? Okay. So LOJ is really cool. Like it's worth going to once, but I felt like we did a whole episode about it and Cosmo works for them. So he's a little biased because he's worked for them for many years. Yeah. But I definitely felt like the price point of the ticket was not worth what we went and saw.
Oh, darn. Yeah.
And I feel really bad saying that because there's so much history and lore behind everything. But I think that's to their detriment because they do this like really big stage show and it doesn't make sense to people that have never been there before.
Oh, interesting.
Like I watched the show and I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Uh-huh.
And it really kind of took away from it because I found myself trying to be like, okay, that person was up on that thing and then they fell. And then I really felt myself like thinking instead like.
Of just enjoying. Yes.
Yeah. 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 And maybe that's just a me thing. Like y'all can hate me in the comments down below. Like keyboard warriors come at me, but like.
Keyboard warriors?
They're going to come
I've
in.
I've never heard that phrase
really?
Before.
Really?
What?
Keyboard warriors?
Are they just like the girl and like the.
Like, no, it's dudes usually that are just like, actually, and then they'll correct you.
Oh, gosh.
It's like white knighting almost in a way.
Oh, no.
Or no, white knighting's when they defend you. What is the...
Oh, wait, white knight sounds like a good thing. Okay. Keyboard warrior sounds savage, though.
It's like you say something in a video and then someone like corrects you because you were so wrong. And like...
Snore.
Right? Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of those people that are like that or do type... before they like finish the episode are people that don't create content or like don't don't know what it's like to have a podcast
or even be in front of the camera essentially all right
because a lot of times like I have every intention to put out content that like makes sense, is entertaining, is interesting, factual but as soon as you sit down and you get in a conversation with somebody you kind of lose track of you being on camera and like maybe you say the wrong word or you say something backwards.
It's like having a normal conversation. Like,
exactly.
That happens.
Exactly.
I'm not going to fact check. I'm like, pause. Let me just fact check what I just said to you right now. Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm like, who cares?
Really? Yeah. But some people really care.
It's like the only thing they care about.
And I love that for you. I love that you care because comments equal engagement. So it's not all bad. But just know that like if you're out there beginning to type, We're allowed to have opinions. Two, people are going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. And I constantly putting out content where I'm like, listen, I made a mistake. I'm so sorry. Like, it didn't mean to.
Yeah.
But I think you would actually really enjoy LOJ in the context of just going and having a good time and buying like a one night ticket.
Okay.
And maybe you'll love it more than I did.
When is it?
That's a good question. I'll have to let me
keyboard warriors. You got this.
Let me pause. Yeah. Let me pause and look this up. Yeah. But it's usually like a 2 night thing where it's like a Friday Saturday but you could buy like one ticket and I went on Friday instead of Saturday.
Okay.
So maybe that's why I missed out on like a lot of the hype because maybe the best stuff's on Saturday.
Maybe Saturday. Yeah.
I don't know, but like people bring like the coolest costumes. Like if you think Ren Faire is like where it's at where people bring like the coolest cosplays costumes, this thing is like double that. It's like the Met Gala of like Ren Faire. So people like they go full ham and it's so cool to see, but like I just didn't feel like seeing the other people that are paying to be there, their costumes were great, but I wasn't like a big fan of like the entertainment they had there and like the options of things to do.
Okay.
And maybe I just need
to
like
go again. Extras. There's no like perks or whatever they might be charging.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Like the drinks, they were kind of expensive for pretty mid. The pizza was terrible. terrible.
Oh, God.
Like, just pizza.
Interesting.
And we talked to Cosmo about it. And he was like, Jimmy John Billy Boy has been there for 30 years. Like, there was a lore to why that guy's been there. And I would, you know. And I hate being mean about it, but it's like, love and light. I gotta say it. Like, the pizza was not great. And that was like one of their only offerings.
Interesting.
Or maybe, okay. Yeah, not a lot. And then they taught dancing, which I thought was really cool. Like, they had like a ballroom.
I love that. See, interactive. See, I like that.
Yeah. That was great. They had like a couple shows, but we didn't get a chance to see like any of the comedy shows in one of the stages. So it's like, maybe that was really cool. And because we missed it. Okay. There was just like not enough time in the evening to like do
right.
See all everything. The stuff.
And also enjoy yourself too. We're not like, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it's actually like really cool and I'm just like missing out because I didn't see everything or do everything in that time. But I felt like the $100 ticket was kind of a lot
kind of expensive.
On top of the drinks.
You also have to, and you have to pay for drinks. Oh, mm-hmm. God.
And food.
Yikes.
And if you want to stay in the hotel, it's separate too. So oh dear. It's kind of a lot, but you know.
Well, but at DareCon.
DareCon, y'all DareCon, be staying for free.
About that. Just kidding.
No, I think like I saw a TikTok that somebody hosted their own convention in their house and they did it like very small. Where, like,
that's so cute.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, I think I want to do this. And then when I talked to Christy about it, she was like, we could do a real thing. We could get a whole, we could get badges. We could do this. Like, she took it to the next level. And I was like, yeah, that'd be really cool. Yeah. Like,
well, that's a goal. Yeah.
We could like Kickstarter fundraise the birthday party funds.
Yeah.
So that way we could have it at a different state in the middle of nowhere. And like bring the party there, even though LA would be really cool. But like the beauty of conventions is the travel.
It is. Yes.
You gotta suffer to get to the good thing.
You gotta maybe forget something.
Yeah.
When you open your suitcase, you're like, well, now I gotta go to the store.
Yes. Buy this. Yeah. It's the beauty of it. So like part of me is like, I think we pick just like throw a dart at a dartboard at a state, go find a random ballroom in a hotel that like they'll accept like some forms of nudity. Exactly. You know, so we can do more last.
Yes.
But then it's like you make everybody travel there and like we have like a stipend with the Kickstarter. But then we make a documentary about it. And then we submit that to film.
Hello. Like, this is the thing. You're really onto something here.
I think it's stupid, but
and
I might do it.
You have enough people in your life that will go.
To like Nevada.
Like five of us. Yeah.
Like, what's that really boring say? I mean, Las Vegas is interesting.
But
like,
Idaho, is that not?
Idaho.
Love and light, Idaho.
Never Let's been. Go to Idaho. You know, I really have a lot of people that follow me in Ohio.
Really?
Don't know why.
There's people that'll go.
You think?
Yay.
Maybe we'll go there. Wait, like, where are most of your followers from? Do you know?
LA and New York.
Oh, actually. See, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
See, you're doing it right.
I guess. I mean, I don't know why, but I'm like, okay.
Like, I love Ohio people. Like, love and light, as teachers would say. Nothing wrong with that. But why Ohio? Why is that, like, my top state?
Interesting. I wonder. You gotta go there.
I really do. I've submitted for things there a lot, but Ohio doesn't love me back.
Oh, damn.
I keep getting denied.
They only love you privately. They don't love you publicly.
I guess. I've even told them too. I'm like, listen, here's my demographics. Yeah. It would kill. Your seats would be full.
Here.
And they're like, we don't want you.
Oh.
But that's okay.
That's okay. We'll have the convention there anyway.
Right. We'll have it there anyway. They can't stop me.
They're going to stop you.
DareCon 2027, baby. So stupid. We'll have shirts. It's literally started as a meme, but now it's full send.
And this is the beginning clip of like, remember we were just joking about this a year ago.
Right. And our podcast will have like a million subs at that point because we'd said like, it takes forever to get your podcast. And then literally overnight.
All of a sudden we're like, oh, see.
Like, see.
Consistency. Told ya.
It'll just happen overnight. We're manifesting it right now.
We're doing a lot of manifestations today. I'm proud of us.
We really are. We're killing it.
I'm so here for this, guys.
Phoenix, where can everybody follow you on social media? I'm going to steal you on over for Patreon. Because we had a lot of Patreon questions for you, so okay, I want to take you over there. But where can people follow you?
Across the board, it's _ I'm Dark Phoenix, letter I, the letter M, Dark Phoenix _, and that's on Twitch and Instagram and TikTok and X for whatever, however old you are.
Oh,
Twitter
yeah.
for the rest of us. I think that's all of them. I think YouTube also. I've got my Girls Like Nerds podcast as well as YouTube as well. I also randomly started because I dance a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like Darren knows that I dance a lot.
Hell yeah.
I wouldn't call myself a dancer, but I've gotten a lot better. And I started a dance page.
Yes.
So now I'm doing old Dark Phoenix dances, Dark Phoenix games, Dark Phoenix cosplays, all the fun things. So that's all on there.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. I think it's important to start different pages for your different like types of content. Because otherwise Instagram tanks it. So it's kind of like, well.
And it's like, you know, people have so many different sides to them as a personality. It's just not one. I'm just not like, you know, tits. Like,
what?
Like, that's me. But also.
What?
You know, there's nerds like, you're not. I don't even know you. What?
My eyeline looks like I was looking right at him. It was perfect when I shot to me. I was like, what?
So it's nice to share like so many different sides. Like, I know Dare sings, I know Dare cosplays, but she's like, there's so many different layers to people that there's you get to now be able to explore and share more. And that's definitely what I'm trying to start doing now.
Hell yeah. I love it. Well, thank you all so much for joining us for this Delulu Canoe episode. We loved having Phoenix on here. She's incredible. Go sub to her podcast, Girls Like Nerds. She's even got a theme song now. It's
I gotta
so
get you to
cool.
sing this. Hello. Did I just come up with an idea? Okay.
Girls Like Nerds. Girls Like Nerds. Done. Steal that audio clip.
Flip it, baby. Let's
I'll
go.
I'll go back and I'll add harmonies. For DareCon.
Oh, for DareCon. Oh, my God. Thank you.
We'll throw it in there. But thank you all so much. Be sure to join us on Patreon. Our Patreon handle is just Delulu Canoe Pod. We would love to see you there. We got some questions that we're going to ask Phoenix. Even though we asked you questions last time you were here, but there's a lot of you that were like, wait, I've got more.
Okay.
So glad to have you back. And don't forget, everybody, stay Delulu because it's the Salulu. Bye.